Start your journey home today.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
On I-10 East at Stockton, there's been a wreck. 95 North at 10, another accident. Butler Boulevard East at Hodges, a crash. And 95 North at Butler, another accident. Partly cloudy today and warm. The high will be 76. This evening, mostly clear. The low tonight, 56 degrees.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are tuning in, that this is the first time that you've tuned in to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, welcome back. I've been waiting for you. I'm excited that you have joined us. If you've been watching since 2011, just know that I am very grateful that you are with us. And so if you're new, just know that this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. And it is my sole purpose in life to make a commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. So today we are doing something special because we have a special audience on facebook.com/@Lillian's Radio Show. So for today, you have a front row seat with Janine Roth. And so if you have any questions, if you have any comments, feel free to go to the comment section. You can type in anything you'd like. And if you are joining us on the air, you're welcome to call or text me at 407-373-5959. So I have shared before that there was the awareness of a pinhole in my soul prompted me to take out my soul shovel and dig until there was truth, only truth staring back at me. Well, the same thing has occurred to many people, including Janine Roth, who is here today to talk about her journey and how her journey and her truth. And when she took out her soul shovel, she was able to identify that her passion to heal her food addictions or to heal her relationship with food was not just good with food, but it was good at every aspect of her life. And so today she's going to share her tips and how she was able to use these tools that have helped her control her food and her relationship with food. And now it's spilled over into her body, her mind, and spirit combined. And so we are giving away her book, her latest book called This Messy, Magnificent Life, A Field Guide to Mind, Body, and Soul. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Janine Roth is here to do just that. Welcome, Janine, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, share a little bit about your background and what led you to your passion as an author, New York Times bestselling author, world renowned. Why write another book? You have come, you have arrived. And why did you write this book and how did you get here?
I wrote this book really because I'm a writer and writers write books. And writers love writing, and writers also love to write about what they know. Well, I'll talk of in the I person rather than what writers like to do. Writing is a way for me that I get to know what I know that I didn't know I knew before I wrote about it. And this book was a way for me to really go into depth about how to disengage from core beliefs that I had that were at the bottom of so many of my behaviors that I didn't really know I had. So it was a way for me to explore what I see with my students in their relationship with food, because we all, you know, a belief is really just a thought you've thunk a couple of 100,000 times. And so this was a way to explore beliefs like I'm doomed, I'm worthless, I'm not enough, I'll never be good enough, I'm a failure, I'm not as good as other people, I'm an imposter, like that.
Yes, yes. And so you've written many books about that relationship with food, but now you've written this book. Why this book? Why this book now? I know you like to write. But this is more healing for you, isn't it?
Well, it's not really about healing for me. It's about a way to explore and also let other people know that there are ways out of patterns that we feel that there are no ways out of, impossible patterns. There are a lot of, you know, being human is challenging. It's just challenging to be in a human body because we're vulnerable, because we get sick, because people we love get sick, because people we love get die. It's just life here on earth is sad.
Yes, and so today we are giving away her book, This Messy, Magnificent Life. And for those of you who would like a copy of this book, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, 407-373-5959. If you're watching us and join us on the off-the-air conversation on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, and you too can win a copy of this book. And we're going to continue our conversation with Janine Roth when we return worldwide at whenyoumeetafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lynn McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show / Classroom. This is where we learn and grow together. This is where you listen to a new truth and you decide whether or not it resonates with you. If it does, great. And if it doesn't, move on. I'm not here to convince you. I'm here to offer you a different perspective. And so today we're talking to Janine Roth. It's called This Messy, Magnificent Life. And it's a field guide to mind, body, and soul. So Janine, in the book, you talk about the fix it or the fixing me project. And so obviously you have done a lot of fixing of you. You have done a lot of changing your thought, changing your relationship with food. What was the moment for you that you felt that I need to do something about this dieting? And let's talk about first your relationship with food and how it helped you find your spirit.
Well, I had been just an insane person around food for many, many years. I had lost and gained over 1,000 pounds. I could lose 10 pounds one week, gain 10 pounds the next week. My weight just zigzagged all over the place. But what was at the core of that was the belief that I couldn't trust myself, that I had no willpower, that I was insane, of course, because look how my body was expanding and shrinking, that I was out of control. And, you know, it's very hard to believe one thing about yourself in one area that you don't believe in other areas. How you eat is how you live. What you believe about yourself. And so the self-loathing that I had around my relationship with food was really spilling over into many other areas of my life. And so that was my impetus to look for, and actually it wasn't even as conscious as that. I was really at my low point, having gained 80 pounds in 2 months. And wanting to kill myself because I just didn't feel like life was worth living if I was going to keep doing that. And it was at that moment that I realized I had never, ever been interested in myself. I hadn't, and my relationship with food had only wanted to cut it out of me. I'd only wanted to get rid of it. I was so good at rejecting myself. I had no idea how to be kind to myself, how to listen to myself. And I decided that my relationship with food and my body must have been serving some kind of purpose, even though I didn't see what it was. And so I gave myself a couple of weeks to see what would happen if I stopped dieting and stopped shaming and punishing and depriving myself. What would I be like if I did that? And that was the beginning.
Yes. And so as you become aware that this is something that was this something that just came from you? Was this something that came from the divine that interceded with your self sabotaging ways? What was that voice that finally said enough?
I think it was a couple of things. And I think for many people, hitting bottom is definitely a catalyst for change. For many of us, not all of us, hitting bottom and or suffering, being in a car accident, having a diagnosis, having somebody we know have a diagnosis like that, having a child get ill, losing our job, being rejected, feeling abandoned, all of these situations which put us into a sort of a rock and a hard place, really, and we can't get out of them doing what we've always done. And so we have to learn a new way. Otherwise, you know, it's just torture. And so that was part of it for me. I was really, really suffering. I also had to, I was sitting at the bottom floor of a bookstore then, and I saw a book called Fat is a Feminist Issue by Susie Orbach. And in that, she talked about women using food as a language. I can't quite remember exactly what you said. I only remember that it was the first time I considered that maybe this whole thing made exquisite sense. Maybe it wasn't just about me being insane. Maybe it was about me being a lot saner than I ever gave myself credit for. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it was all of that.
Yeah. And so as you pick up that book and you start learning about this, that what other people have gone through and what you're, you know, finding that commonality, not having to reinvent the wheel. Who were some of your teachers? Who were some of the people that fed you this empowering information that you were saying, okay, I need to follow this? Was that something that happened to you, or did you just recreate the wheel?
Well, in the food arena, I sort of recreated the wheel or created the wheel. Since then, it's been recreated and created many times around this whole area of what's now called intuitive eating. In those years, and this was quite a long time ago, this was 40 years ago, when this sort of the light bulb moment came to me, there weren't other people around doing this particular thing, but I did have a lot of support and love in my life. I had a therapist who didn't know much about food and eating, but she did know about acceptance and kindness and love. And that was wonderful. And I had good friends. Those were my teachers.
Okay. And so then you take this, these tools. And one of the things I like about your book is, and one of the, and something that we always talk about is that blessing comes in many different packages. Sometimes it's ugly wrapping paper. And other times it is embraced as a blessing. Many people think of blessing as good fortune. But you start most of your chapters with something damaging, something that would make most people cringe and fall apart. And so would you like to share how your aha moment that you can take these tools? Because obviously, in looking at you, you have mastered your food issues, that your connection to food, but what had not been the link is how you can use these tools. And let's talk about these tools that you use for food that now you were able to use for your own personal life.
So each chapter starts with the situation, an everyday human situation that we all feel, one in which we feel rejected, one in which we're comparing ourselves to other people, or it's the middle of the night and we can't sleep. Or, you know, I have a chapter about going shopping and beauty and aging. So there are quite a few chapters about eating in this, about what happens when we get to the end of a meal and we don't really want to get to the end of a meal.
Yes.
And we've got to either decide, are we going to listen to our bodies, which are telling us they've had enough, or are we just going to keep eating because it's just sad to have everything end. We don't like it when things end. We just, I had a student who once said, my husband says I cry when he takes out the garbage because I don't like saying goodbye to it. That was quite an exaggeration, but still, you know, there's this sense of endings that we all experience in our lives. But as, you know, somebody at a book reading said to me the other night, who said her 3-year-old son didn't want to leave his nursery school day, and the teacher said to him, until you leave, you can't come back. And so endings and beginnings go together. But this chapter is about the ending of a meal. And I find that in a lot of people I work with, they, you know, they wanted to keep going even though they've had enough. So the book is really about how to deeply care for yourself in many challenging situations, what to do, how to be, how to land in your body, what are the touchstones you can use. At the end of the book, I listed 7 touchstones that I teach in my workshops and retreats that I teach my students. One of them is be aware of your arms and legs, land in your body. Most of us don't like being in our bodies. A lot of us feel like, no, I need to vacate here. It's uncomfortable when I'm in my body. But unless you're actually in your body, for instance, you can't tell when to eat or what to eat or what feels good in this body. Mm-hmm. You just are clueless about that. So being in your body, disengaging from what I call the crazy aunt in the attic,
yes,
or the GPS from the Twilight Zone, the inner judge, the one who shames and censors, mm-hmm, that one. So it's very important for us to realize, sometimes in a workshop, I'll ask people to write down the 10 criticisms they've made about themselves since they've walked in the room, and it will be, I don't know, maybe half an hour since the beginning of the workshop, and they'll have 50 criticisms. And I'll ask them to say their criticisms in the voice that they speak to themselves in. And so that voice goes something like, I can't believe you wore that. You didn't wash your hair. Or I can't believe you've come to another thing about food and weight. You're such a failure. What makes you think this is going to work when nothing else has? There's this inner shaming, deprivational voice that is very painful that we believe, mm-hmm, unfortunately, until we learn to disengage from it. And so in this messy, magnificent life, and in my workshops and retreats, because this is an ongoing process, we've had this voice around since we were 4. And so learning how to disengage is a process. But once you do, you feel like, oh, I'm myself now. Without this thing hanging around our necks that, mm-hmm, is whispering just horrible things in our ears all the time.
Yeah, there's a gentleman that I went to because I wanted to write. You know, everybody, I'm a writer as well, not at your level, but I also write and I also create and I love to journal. So a lot of my writings come from a place of where it's like a download almost. And so I went to California. I don't know if you've heard of who Mark Travis is, but he helps in Hollywood people write their autobiography or to do a show on how to portray this individual. And it's called Write Your Life is his workshop. And he talks about how, you know, some people talk about the voice in your head, but he talks about a committee. He has a committee in his head, and the leader, the ringleader, is Vic, which is the vicious inner critic. And when I was reading about what you're talking about, it reminded me of Vic, the vicious inner critic. But we also have people that cheer us on. Hopefully those are the people that are in our head. How you have these tools to help you kind of to learn a little bit more about your food relationship. So let's talk about these 4 tools that you've used and how they play into your everyday life. Would you be able to do that?
The 4 tools, because there's a list of 7 tools at the end of the book.
Well, okay. So you had mentioned at one point in the book, and I don't know if it was the book or maybe in my research of you, that that you have the 4 tools. Like for example, you wake up in the morning and say, "What is not wrong?" I say, what is right? But you're saying what is not wrong? And there's another thing is the disengagement with the crazy aunt in the attic. Are those the steps that helped you with your food awareness? Or is that part of the 7 touchstones? I'm trying to, now I'm 2 interviews today. So I'm just like, my brain is going crazy.
Yeah,
here.
That's fine. Those are both.
Okay.
What's not wrong? Very important.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. For those of you who are listening to us on the air, you can join us at Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Jernine Roth when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Sorry about that.
So when did we talk about the five?
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One Democratic lawmaker's anti-Semitic remarks prompting House Democrats to pass a resolution condemning all forms of bigotry and hate. The resolution does not censure Ilhan Omar, the lawmaker who actually made the remarks. 47 months in prison, the sentence for Paul Manafort, convicted of tax and bank fraud relating to his work on behalf of Ukrainian politicians. President Trump preparing to travel to tornado-battered eastern Alabama today. He'll be touring the damage, meeting with state and local officials, as well as some of the storm victims. Economists believe that employers added roughly 180,000 jobs last month. We'll find out in a few minutes. The government about to release the February employment report. Wall Street, Dow futures down 135, S&P futures off 14. More details at srnnews.com.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-10 East at 95, look out for a crash this morning. Butler Boulevard East at Hodge is a wreck involving several cars. And 295 North before Bay Meadows Road, there's a wreck. Partly cloudy today and warm. The high will be 76. This evening, mostly clear. The low tonight, 56 degrees.
Hello there. This is Brendan, sales manager at Tools for a Time, here to remind you that our annual Demo Day sale is March 9th from 10 to 2. This is a great event and a chance to show our appreciation for your support and patronage. There will be great prize giveaways, free food from award-winning Burnt Ends Barbecue, chainsaw carving, and much, much more. Of course, this will also be the best time to buy, as all of our products will be deeply discounted for one day only. I hope to see you this Saturday at Tools for a Time on the corner of Old St. Augustine Road and 295 or online at toolsforatime.com.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. You've heard him and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in a city near you for the Financial Freedom Seminar. Check the schedule and claim your seats at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Like I always say, step into my classroom. Our teacher today is Janine Roth, and we're talking about the book called This Messy, Magnificent Life. And for those of you who would like a copy, be the 10th caller or texter, or you can send me a private message on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And this is where we can start taking our life back. There's so many things that we don't know. And so many times that the voice in our head prompts us to do things that we never thought we would be capable of doing. And so with that in mind, this is where we take 100% responsibility for our life, our thoughts, our feelings, our action, without blame, shame, fault, or duty. So I ask that you go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. And when you subscribe, you will know who is on the show and get their links and what they're doing and all of that before anybody else does. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please subscribe. While you're there, check out all the social media buttons. Follow me and like me on all social medias. You can also subscribe to YouTube, where you get the on and off the air conversations, as well as on Facebook Live. And so I ask that while you're there, please check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, there would be no show. And so please figure out ways that you can support our sponsors the way they are supporting us, because this is free information for all of us to learn so that we can all grow together. If you're not in social media and you don't like YouTube, you can follow me on all social on podcasts at iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and there's so many different ways that we can stay together. Today, the way you can be a part of taking your life back is by reaching out and being the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can send me a private message and you will also be included in this whole 10th person caller, texter, or message. So we are talking today with Janine Roth about her latest book. And, you know, we were talking off the air about the different things that we can do that will help reformat the brain. And so as I'm looking at your book again and going through, I'd love to talk about these touchstones and go from there. If you'd like to share a little bit about, you know, standing on our own two shoes. So what would you like to add about that for people who are now wanting to, like a guide to get them back into their own life?
Well, we talked about morning thoughts, mm-hmm. and we talked about evening thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think if people did that, their entire lives would change. So, I'm happy to go through those touchstones, but I think it's really important to realize that unless you change what you do, you're not going to change. Yes. So I have many times in my life gotten lists of tips or lists of things to do that I was very busy collecting. Okay, good. So I can do that and I can do that and I can do that. And in the meantime, I didn't actually do any of those things. So I think it's important to realize that to change your life, you really have to change how you act, what you do. And we're not talking about, I'm not talking about right now, big major changes. I'm talking about something very small, like 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes in the evening. Mm-hmm. And if you want to add another minute during the day, you stop and you look around and you ask yourself, what's not wrong? And here's the catch. You feel it in your body. You really, really feel it. Because in your mind, most of us every day have 3 to 4 to 12 to 15 to 20 fabulous moments that we zoom right past, mm-hmm. and don't let ourselves really take it in. And unless you let it into your body, install it in your body, it's not going to change your brain. It's not going to change anything. So I'm talking about really taking in good stuff. And when you do that, what happens is that your body gets to a neutral point where you begin to see, oh, it's really not so bad. Yes. There's a lot of goodness in my life, and there's a shift that starts happening. From there, you can ask yourself, just if you want to ask about food, what am I hungry for? Is the food I'm eating really sustaining me? Is it helping me thrive, or is it spacing me out and depressing me? And that's part of standing in your own two shoes, is actually being in your body. And being in your body means feeling your feet on the floor, your butt in a chair, feeling your right hand from inside, then your left hand, climbing back inside this body instead of, as James Joyce says, living a short distance from it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. So as you write each chapter, I had mentioned before that you start with maybe a non-desirable part of our life. And I always believe that these moments define us, you know, that we think that they are the worst thing that's ever happened to us, but then they become our crowning moment of where we shifted ourselves and we chose to see ourselves as much bigger than we thought we were. So I'd love for you to share your story of having to pick all the important things as your house is burning down and how that became a blessing in your life.
Well, my house did not burn down.
Well, it was,
although I did know three or four people whose houses did burn down.
But you had our fire.
Right. We needed to evacuate.
Yes.
And that taught me very much the same thing that losing our money in the Bernard Madoff debacle taught me.
Yeah.
And that was 30 years of life savings, which is what do I pay attention to? What you pay attention to grows. What you and how you pay attention and what you pay attention to is what your life is made out of. Annie Dillard says the way we spend our days is the way we spend our lives. And so I really think it's good to pay attention to what you're paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was understanding that day which I understood took a while, of course, after we lost our money, that nothing of any value had been lost. That what was most important was that I was still here. Mm-hmm. I still had a body. I still could think, feel, sense. That what was most important were the things that were priceless, not the things that I could put a price tag on.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes we lose track of that. I've heard, and you know, in the moment of that moment of craziness, insanity builds in. It comes in and you might say or think or feel things like this inanimate object, this little thing right here is more important than my life, or that piece of pie is more important than my health, or whatever it is. You know, I can't give up this or that. Because we think we've put our own value into that. And so how were you able, if you'd like to share, to identify yourself as more important than these things and of value, that you are much more?
Well, particularly when we lost our money, and I tell that story as well in this messy, magnificent life, I realized that in order not to live in terror and shame, I was going to have to start focusing on what I did have, not what I didn't have, what I could find, not what I had lost.
Okay.
And because it was so important that I did that, like I still had a teacup, I still had water, I still had a body, I still had sardines in the pantry, I still had chocolate, the things that I could find. And the more that I saw what I had enough of, the happier I became. And that taught me that no matter what was going on at any given moment, it was about what I was paying attention to. And when I pay attention to being terrified, I'm terrified. And to lack, I feel poor. When I pay attention to what I do have, then there's a feeling of well-being and of enoughness. And after a couple of weeks of having lost our money, I started feeling happier than I'd felt in a long time because I wouldn't let my mind wander anymore. Most of the time, we don't think it's that important to catch ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we waddle around or muddle around in unhappiness. I didn't have the luxury to do that. And because I didn't, I felt myself getting lighter and lighter. more luminous and more luminous, and knowing I had enough.
Yeah. And even, isn't it wonderful how what we, like what you said, what we focus on expands. And isn't it wonderful that you, as a self-cleaning oven, were able to follow your own advice, that you were able to say, okay, you know, yes, I can mourn. Yes, I can mourn these losses, but I still can focus on what is right and what is good and the fact that I'm still whole. They cannot, we can't, if, when we give our power away, that's when we feel that anxiety, that depression, and all the things that we start focusing in of lack that we don't have anymore. And so wonderful that you are, you've been able to take all these lessons for yourself, even when you hurt yourself, your back, and when you were sick for such a long time. And so I'd like to talk about that off the air. With our Facebook chat that we're going to have at Lillian's radio show. Be the 10th caller or texter or messenger at 407-373-5959 and get your own copy of This Messy, Magnificent Life. And we're going to continue our conversation with you. We'll be right here waiting for you.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people, that's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we're enjoying a conversation with Janine Roth. And for those of you who would like a copy of her book, Be the 10th Caller or Texter, this beautiful, I don't know if I have the embossed moon or not, but I know that this is a beautiful book. It feels good. It feels, and it also feeds your soul. So for those of you who find yourself constantly hungry, it's probably because you have that little emptiness in your soul. And so we're always trying to find something to fix it. And reality is we have the answers within us. And this is a great place to start if you want to stop reinventing the wheel and you want a place that you want to kind of like allow yourself a moment to just be human and see that you're not the only one that feels this way. So the book is This Messy, Magnificent Life. Be the 10th Caller or Texter, 407-373-5959. You can also message me on facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. So this is our last segment on the air before we go off the air and we get to talk a little bit more privately with Janine. And so I wanted to chat with, you know, I often say that moments in our life, our health, when we lose our health, or when we lose our money, when we lose certain things, we think, okay, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. But it's not. And it's an illusion when we think those things. And once you find yourself back to what truly matters, which is your life and who you are, you, the people you love, and making them feel valued, when your health is poor and you're out of commission for 4 months, or you're out of commission for even a day, it causes us to reevaluate our life. Let's talk about that journey with you when you found yourself teetering with your health as well. What would you like to share that would make people feel empowered if they're now feeling illness in their life or dis-ease?
I would say the same thing I've been saying, really. The most important thing is if you're at ease in your own mind. Mm-hmm. And if you start telling yourself scary stories, I'm never going to be well, this is going to hurt me for the rest of my life, this is catastrophic, I'm dying of a fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. It's very important to just come back to what's happening right now, to notice that those are stories. The least amount of stories you can tell yourself, narratives, interpretations, reactions to, opinions about what's going on, the freer you'll feel. That's the easiest way for you to be at ease inside yourself.
And I totally agree with that, Janine. But here's the thing. Most people are unconscious to the stories. They are not even aware. I'm sometimes, you know, when we have all those thoughts running through our head versus the thought, then it's the feeling, then it's the action. And so most people don't know that. And so how do you stop your thoughts? How do you stop your spiraling downward or self-sabotage? And maybe you can share a story that might kind of like drive in how important it is to become aware of the body and the feeling.
Well, I have a student, a retreat student, who has lung cancer right now. And she's had 2 or 3 operations. And she started working with me before she had lung cancer. And she has, of course, it's challenging to have lung cancer. Sure. But she has been able to be in such deep appreciation of her life and what she still has. And, you know, the fact that she woke up from this operation, she has family, her dog, her cousin, people who love her, that she loves. It cuts through the drama. We love drama. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I really know about that because I call myself a drama person. An attachment to drama, PhD in drama. But I have learned what the difference between it hurts in the body when you're telling yourself those stories. That's the thing. You pay attention to how you feel. And the thing is, you just start spiraling further and further and further down until you're like a dog with the tail down between your legs and your ears down, just sort of like hunched over. If you find yourself collapsed, feeling small, paralyzed, judging yourself, your body is a very good indication that you're in one of those stories. And that's when, look, it takes support. Here's the other thing. This takes support. I don't recommend people do this alone. I recommend that you have a buddy, or that you come to a retreat, or you come to a workshop and you meet a community of people who are all doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's very difficult to do this alone, living in this insane culture we live in. I find that doing it with people in community, with kindness and with love, makes a huge difference. I think half of the effectiveness of the work that I do is, of course, the principles and the practices, but it's also the love and the support that people feel. I feel like that is crucial. And people can find that. They can really find that. As I say, we offer that at our retreats and at our workshops, and you can get it there. Different people get it in different places, but don't, there's no reason to go through this alone. Yes. It's too hard.
Yes. And you know, the stories in our head and the feelings that we feel, whether they're real or not, Janine, we both know that, you know, the brain does not know the difference, whether it's fact or fiction. And when we're attracted to drama and we're attracted to all the things that are bringing us down, is that stopping in that awareness that you're talking about, just becoming aware and changing the question. The question of what is right? What is right in my life?
And
I don't know what that was, but
I don't know what that was, but
there's a do you hear that?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
But why don't I just continue?
Yes, it's very distracting to hear myself over and over again. Okay, so with that awareness that happens in our life, it is so important that we just stop. It's like that stop, drop, and roll. What is your reminder when you find yourself, I know the feeling of the body. I know, is there like a rubber band that you snap? Is there something, a friend that you call that says, you know, I'm in a terrible place, help me get out of it? I mean, what is your, for people who are going through this, your last words of advice for them?
I would say all of the above. First, I realize I'm suffering, that I'm feeling grumpy or cranky or negative. And anytime I'm feeling grumpy or cranky or negative, I know 100% for certain that I am telling myself a negative story. And I'm not always aware of what it is. And sometimes I think, it's true. It's not a negative story. It's the truth. But so that's the first thing. Then I go back into my body. And I just sense myself. I sense my arms. I sense my legs. And then I ask myself, sometimes it takes writing, what I need. Now, sometimes I need a friend. Sometimes I have a couple of good friends that really are there for me. My husband is a fabulous support. Yeah. Writing is a wonderful thing to do. What can I do to get myself out of it? And so it's having a couple of different things. Sometimes it's stepping outside and just breathing some air, listening to what I'm hearing, seeing what I'm looking at, feeling what I'm touching, coming back into the senses immediately. That's the essence of meditation, is body sensing and breath.
I love it. For those of you who want to learn more about Janine Roth and her workshops, I know that she's constantly offering different tips, and on her website there's many things that you can draw upon to help and heal that wounded spirit or the mind or whatever it is that you're looking to heal. And so I want to encourage you to go to JanineRoth.com. You can also get the book, Be the 10th Caller or Texter. You get it for free. And that's 407-373-5959, or you can just send me a message on Messenger. Thank you so much, Janine, for sharing your wisdom, for taking the time to write it down, because many times there's so much negative out there saying, poor you, and you're saying, oh, it's part of life. It's okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for those of you who are watching, it's time. It's time to take your health back, your life back, and let's do it. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Good job.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical